Howdy.
What do you think having Garrett back out there with you guys today?
Oh, it's great. Garrett's he's a tough guy. We need him on the field. He's a big time player for us, big time piece on the offensive line. So yeah, it's great to have him back.
Vaughn, how's he doing technically?
He's doing great. I mean, he's went against two great defensive lines. You know, about three or four great defensive rushers from Melvin Ingram, Joey Bosa, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence. You know, he's been holding his own. He's been doing pretty good. I mean, he's better than a rookie should be right now. And you know, he's been flawless out here at practice. You know, he's like I said before, he's going to get some of the toughest defensive, you know, edge rushers out there. He's been able to hold his own. He hasn't really had too many mistakes. He hasn't really had too many pressures.
When guys play through something like that, like Trevor was, he was hurt last year and played through. What kind of weight does that carry in the locker room with the other guys?
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, this is your job to go out here and compete. And, you know, every football player, every single player in the National Football League is going to have to play through some sort of injury. That's just part of it. You know, some injuries, you know, are tougher than other injuries, but everybody's going to have them, and you have to be able to, you know, fight through that and do your job.
Have you been surprised at all what Shaq's done, given he had no preseason and he's played what, almost 90% of the snaps?
No, I mean, Shaq did that last year. Shaq was great last year. I mean, Shaq, he started games before. He's been dominating games before. He's covered, you know, Gronkowski and, you know, big-time tight ends before. He's rushed, you know, against great tackles before. So it's just not a surprise. I mean, it's...
No
preseason? No, I mean, no, he's a pro. I think this is what, like year, what, four for Shaq? Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's deep in the game. You know, he's Shaq Barrett.
How are you feeling, and what do you think about the play?
I feel pretty good. Like we just said earlier, you know, you're going to have to fight through some injuries. Everybody's going to have to fight through them. You know, my stance is, as a player, I've always tried to take care of, you know, my players on my football team and opponents as well, whether it's the quarterbacks, receivers, you know, running backs. So when you know, when it's the other way around, it's just baffling. But you know, you can't really spend too much time on it. Everybody's situation in the National Football League is different. You know, everybody doesn't have, you know, the same outlook that I have and some of my other, you know, comrades in the National Football League. Everybody doesn't see it that way. You know, everybody doesn't play the game like I play the game, and you got to respect that.
Your guys' ability to stop the run, you said you started with Joe maybe playing those linebackers a little more downhill with Brandon and Todd, or what do you see when you're out there that's changed?
I don't know. I think it's just mindset. You know, I think it's just mindset. You know, we've always had great players. You know, but we just, you know, haven't been able to get it done. I think it's just mindset. Like we've made a decision, and you know, we want to get it done. The thing about success, especially in the National Football League, is it's a week to week basis. You know, you can't really, you know, have one game and be like, okay, here with this. You know, you got to go out and prove it. You know, each and every week, and we got a tough test this week against the Buffalo Bills.
What's been the big thing after turnovers? After your offense turns it over, you guys
Yeah, I don't know. I think we need to focus on that a little bit more. I think, you know, sudden change, you know, is just something that we got to work on. We try to work on it, you know, here in practice. But, you know, it's just something that you really can't prepare for. You know, everything could be going great, and then boom, you know, defense back on the field. So, you know, we just got to come together collectively as a defense. You know, it's not a speech or, you know, a chant that could get it done. It's just got to be a, you know, a collective agreement. You know, amongst everybody on defense, let's go out here and stop them. Let's go out here and do our job. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, 100 yards or a blade of grass. You know, that's our job is to go out there and stop them, and we gotta do a better job at that.
Do you think offenses take more chances against you guys in those situations?
I mean, I think offenses in general. I mean, you know, if, you know, sudden change, you got a short field, you know, you want to put the ball in the end zone. You want to score points. So I think that's just football one-on-one. You know, whenever the defense gets you the ball back, especially on a short field like that, you got to put it in. You got to put it in, you know, to stay in the game or to, you know, extend the game or, you know, change the leverage in the game. You got to put the ball through the uprights or in the end zone.
What challenge does Tyrod bring as a guy who can get out of the pocket, and does it help knowing Rico's offense, having practiced against it?
I mean, he was our coach, but it's not the same offense. You know, he has different players over there. You know, Tyrod is way different than Trev. You know, a little bit more mobile, and you know, agility and speed and all that stuff. And, you know, plus he could throw the ball. You know, he's going to, you know, look number one, number two, you know, maybe even check, you know, a third progression, and then he's gone. You know, so as a rusher like me, I like to get into my rush. You know, you can't really just get up the field. You always got to pay attention to where he's in the field, or, you know, he could bust one for you. And it's not even it doesn't have to be 30 or 40 yards. You know, if it's 30 and 70, he gets 8 yards. You know, and he does that. You know, 4 or 5 times a game. You know, that kills defenses right there.
Are there similarities in how you prepare for him to the way you guys prepare for Dak?
No, I mean, they're two totally different quarterbacks. You know, Dak, he's a scrambler, but he wants to pass the ball, too. I think, you know, Tyrod does a little bit of both.
Because you have to contain Tyrod, does it make it more difficult to get sacks in the game when you're going up against a quarterback like that?
I mean, you got to rush. At the end of the day, you just got to rush. You know, my opinion and my point of view on it is just I'm a rush, you know, and I'm going to react to, you know, whatever the quarterback does. You know, I got to – you know, pay attention to my rush lanes. I can't get 10 yards up the field and leave them, you know, 5 or you know, a big hole to just, you know, take off running. I obviously got to pay attention, you know, to where he is, but I'm going to rush. That's what I do.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if I'm playing, you know, Michael Vick or, you know, Tom Brady. You know, I'm going to rush and I'm going to do what I do. But you always got to pay attention to the quarterback. It doesn't matter if it's Michael Vick or Tom Brady.
Thank you, Bowen.
All right, guys. Appreciate you guys.